This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. An internet video called Kane's Arcade is one of the latest videos to go viral or grow wildly popular. The video has been viewed more than 5 million times on Vimeo and YouTube since April 9th. The video tells the story of 9-year-old Kane McCoy in Los Angeles, California. The little boy used cardboard boxes, scissors, tape, and other things to build a game center or arcade in his father's used car parts store. Filmmaker Nirvan Mullick was the first to pay to play Kane's games. He is also responsible for the Kane's Arcade video.
I met Kane randomly. I had to get a door handle for my 96 Corolla, so I pulled into this used auto parts store, and I just came across this elaborate cardboard arcade. I asked him how much it was to play. He's like, for $1, you get 4 turns, but for $2, you get a fun pass. Well, how many turns do you get a fun pass? You get 500 turns for a fun pass. I got a fun pass.
Kane's Arcade has basketball and soccer, game tokens and tickets, and colorful bags of cotton candy. It even has one of those machines where you try to seize a prize with a mechanical claw. Like most arcades, that game is hard to win. But at $2 for a fun pass worth 500 plays, it's well worth the effort. Mr. Mullick says his visit to Kane's cardboard arcade gave him much more than he expected.
I just felt like a little kid again, and it was like he'd given me this tremendous, unexpected gift.
In return, Mr. Mullick gave Kane an unexpected gift, too. He created an event on Facebook called a flash mob. He set up a date and time and invited people to come out to help him fill Kane's arcade with customers. The event was also published on the websites Hidden LA and Reddit. The news spread quickly.
Kane had 500 Facebook fans by the time we did the flash mob.
All right, everybody, this is Kane.
Hi, Kane!
Kane, this is everybody. All these people came here to play your arcade. Did you know they were coming?
No.
Are you ready to run your arcade?
Yeah.
All right, what did you guys come here to do?
We came to play!
Go ahead, welcome to Kane's Arcade, man.
More than 100 men, women, and children visited Kane's Arcade that day. Kane called it the best day of his life. Since then, he and his arcade have become famous, and so has Mr. Mullick.
Since this film's hit, every door has been opened. There's a reason I was driving a 96 Corolla, and it's looking like I might be able to get to make movies that I've been trying to make for a long time.
Mr. Mullick created a scholarship fund for Kane and others like him. By last week, it had grown to more than $180,000. A group called the Goldhirsch Foundation has agreed to match every donation up to $250,000. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Embert.